Hi, this is Nidhi Keswani, author of best-selling book Live Your Dreams, founder Blushing, and your host for Luxury Unplugged podcast. And today we're discussing Universe Has Your Back, a book by Gabriel Bernstein, who is the number one New York Times best-selling author. She is a super attractor and she has written many other books, including Super Attractor and six additional bestsellers. So what this book is all about? Well, it is about transforming fear to faith. Gabrielle tells us her story and how she managed to come out victorious in her inner battle. This book is also a wake-up call for those who still cannot find peace and balance. What she talks about is the self-imposed restriction that we put on ourselves, that our mind puts, that our mind creates. So in this summary, we try to extract the key takeaways from this amazing, life-altering book. Just a little background about the author. Gabrielle Bernstein can be put into several different categories. The most accurate description of her would be an author, a motivational speaker, and a life coach. So she doesn't shy away from telling her life encounters and how one should act in various circumstances through this book. She is the author of several other books like Judgment Detox, Meditating, Miracles Now, Spirit Junkie. Well, it's hard to imagine a system that caters to every whim of its subordinates. Moreover, if you look at the data, we'll see that people's well-being is not proportionate to the global progress. It stands to reason why most Americans and other country citizens struggle with depression regardless of their income or stature in society. So Gabrielle starts on the right foot by sharing the truth related to what has led her to write this book. She had a life-altering experience in 2015, and a sudden surge of restlessness, anxiety, and discomfort overwhelmed her and made her left side of her face go totally numb. So within 24 hours, she had to visit a doctor, and there was a phenomena, something physical that happened to her, like a panic attack. Like a shock. A successful, thriving, caring, peaceful woman, a mother, a spouse, had this attack without any warnings or cues. Now, there is somebody in the book who's mentioned as Sigmund Freud, who realized that his patients weren't getting any better and came to the conclusion that there is some inner resistance in the patients that prevents them from transforming. And the universal power relates to the ability to catch a glimpse of this resistance and challenge the thought system. It is a systematic safety net that impedes our willingness to overcome the state of chaos. Gabrielle recalls a struggle with depression since she was a teenage girl, not exactly knowing what caused the sense of perpetual fear. She took a trip with her boyfriend to a beach house, and when she excused herself and walked into an isolated small room, she found herself with a dark cloud of thoughts, which when she washed away, she entered a blissful state of mind by connecting with the divine. Now, with this feeling of anxiety that she experienced started to recede, Gabrielle became increasingly concerned with worldly pleasures. Having a relationship, thriving in a professional sense, became the top priority. She even started abusing drugs and alcohol, and a decision that plunged her into the dark bottom. Then the book talks about how she feels ashamed of her certain relationships and the instant slump that she felt because of the kind of lifestyle that she was living. However, it wasn't too late to change the music, as her inner urge to overcome this anxious surge grew stronger by the day. So she sort of resorted to Buddhism, although the book is not mentioning that very clearly, but she recited Soham, 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 a mantra that helped her during those difficult moments. The universal pull is a source and substance. In the next few chapters, she emphasizes the significance of changing one's perception. She conveys words of worry and hope to those who jump into conclusions without trying to shift their angle of view. To prove this point, she even illustrates an example. Now, when you are at the movies and the bad guy is waiting just around the corner, while the good person is passing by, we all are like, don't go, be careful, turn back. This merely manifests our own habit to make the same old mistakes. But even that keeps us detained in self-imposed prison. Whatever you perceive, you conceive, therefore it's of utmost significance to cast doubt on those mental tendencies. So the book basically is about transformation. It takes the reader or anybody who's looking for a transformation from the fear that they're feeling into complete faith. It makes you question certain things that have been playing in your mind. Like, what is the fearful movie that you've been playing in your mind? What is the positive movie that you should be playing? And reconnecting yourself with the power, with the higher source, with the universe. It goes without saying that a state of presence is the only genuine power. Some people refer to this absolute phenomena as God, as universe or awareness, and in the modern day lexicon, you'll find it as universal truth. Whatever name you might associate it with, Gabriel tells us that the real power lies in the presence in the universe, which goes against all conventional logics and may cross swords with the inner world that you have created. She talks about how your projection is your perception, how the presence of resentment and anxiety indicates that you lean too much on your mind. She also talks about being in the present moment is the only genuine power. If you have the guts to be responsible for what you see, then you'll see an immediate shift in your state of mind. I'll repeat that for you. If you have the guts to be responsible for what you see, then you'll see an immediate shift in your state of mind, because you cannot deny the connection. When you take 100% responsibility for whatever is happening in your life, from the smallest moments to the biggest ones, and you know that you are responsible, then you cannot deny the outcome. And then there will be an immediate shift in your state of mind. Case in point, she talks about Mahatma Gandhi. Despite the appalling conditions, he was guided by a righteous cause that formed his perception. An ignorant person wants to change the world. A smart person only wishes to transform itself. What Gabriel advises is that don't go running around throwing your moral notions at someone's face, and instead take an inward journey to overcome your own suffering. So the last few chapters in the book, Gabriel explains us how we can reap the benefits of being spiritually mature. She talks about it in a step-by-step process. For example, she calls upon all the humanity to wake up doing the following. Step 1, ask for guidance. Step 2, practice the holy instant. Step 3, fast, come back. Step 4, put out what you want to receive. Step 5, create a purpose statement. Step 6, know that you are a dreamer of your dream. Now that you might be thinking that to avoid fear is the ultimate goal, but that's not the case. You ought to identify your genuine teacher, which is the universe, and abide by the rules of love and broader understanding. And the tricky part is finding the courage to detach from emotions and emotional baggage prior to strengthening your connection with the divine. To ensure that you receive the universal love, it is of utmost importance that you gear up with the right mentality for the task. She talks about getting out of the comfort zone and tackling the monkey mind at once. It seems to be a very straightforward advice for those who might veer off course during the transition. It is a powerful exercise that could help you when you are pushed into a corner and need some sort of a propeller to get the ball rolling. By meditating, you'll be able to calm your mind and put it in a position of total relaxation. In this book, Gabriel explains how practicing Kirtan Kriya for 12 minutes each day can lift your spirits and put you in a better mood. Also, it will help you understand your intentions, which prompt you into taking certain actions and decisions. Sometimes you won't feel like you are in the godly presence, but the universe acts mysteriously even when you're outraged at something. Sometimes you won't feel like you're in the godly presence, but the universe acts mysteriously even when you're outraged at something. Let go is something you'll hear quite often. So even Gabriel gives us a rundown on how our obsessive need to be in control can backfire and make us depressive. And in the last chapter, she shares her obsession to get pregnant. She was so worried about the timing that she forgot about love itself. It was a process that was gaining momentum, making her dependent on the outcome and not enjoying the present moment. She even went as far as comparing herself to her friends who just gave birth or conceived a baby. So as human beings who feel inclined to set goals and make preparations for things to turn out in their favor, we rarely live in the now. This process has the earmarks of a great plan that would keep us organized even in the most scatterbrained periods of our lives. She talks about understanding that you deserve to be happy. Keep the fire on the other side and understanding the art of surrender. You see, many people these days have given up on life even though they are at their prime years. It is a paradox that doesn't seem to go away. As a response, the author merely implies that happiness is a choice for those who want more. It is not a matter of materialism, but a matter of inner development and growth. It is a state of mind and heart that one should strive to achieve. If you feel that by utilizing the aggressive strategy in the workplace can give you the latitude to do whatever you want, the same process cannot be applied to achieve happiness. It cannot be achieved on the same wavelength as the idea to reach genuine satisfaction. So it is better to adjust your approach when dealing with mental tendencies. The art of surrendering, the art of letting go, the art of peace, contentment, and happiness. It is against conventional wisdom not to lay down the law or be in the driver's seat. To put it differently, people love to run the show, to hold the reins and reap the seeds of such actions. However, in spirituality, you have to loosen up. You have to take a break from all the restless striving to control the outcome. The art of surrender will help you understand the big picture and how going along with the flow could be the best decision. So did you like the summary? It has some quotes as well, which I would like to point out. Thank you, Spirit, for your guidance. We surrender this grievance to you, and we welcome you into reorganizing all limiting beliefs back to love. I recognize that I've chosen wrongly. I forgive this thought, and I choose again. I choose love. It is the journey that matters, not the destination. Trust that your wounds are exactly as the universe planned. They were divinely placed in your life in the perfect order, so that you could show up for them with love and remember the light within. Hope you liked this book summary. And if you really liked it, do let us know in the comments. We are going to be bringing up more stories like these, because the motto of Luxury Unplugged podcast is, it is a podcast where luxury meets spirituality. We want to talk about all the things luxurious as well as spiritual that would make you focus on your goals and your happiness at the same time. Signing off on this note, this is Neeti Keswani for Luxury Unplugged podcast.